Number 2. President Jiang Zemin's speech at the APEC CEO Summit. Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, you are gathered here this evening by the beautiful Huangpu River for the APEC CEO Summit 2001. On behalf of the Chinese government and people, as well as in my own name, I would like first to extend a warm welcome to you all. I have attended many sessions of the APEC CEO Summit to discuss the Asia-Pacific economic cooperation and development with business leaders in the region. This time, APEC CEO Summit 2001 Shanghai is devoted to New Century, New Economy, developing in a globalizing world, which is of great significance. At the last APEC CEO Summit in Brunei, I made some observations on the new economy and economic globalization. Today, I wish to further elaborate on this subject. Mankind has entered a new century. This is not merely a chronological change. It marks a new era of economic development and social advancement for the international community. This new era distinguishes itself from others by a growing trend towards a multipolar world and economic globalization, and particularly by the rapid progress in science and technology. All these have laid unprecedented material and technological conditions for continued economic and social progress worldwide and promise a broad prospect. The scientific and technological progress is bringing a profound impact on economic, political, and cultural life of all human societies. To develop the new economy, we must not only update our economy with advanced science and technology, but also, in response to this new trend of development, revamp the economic structures, systems, and mechanisms accordingly. Readjust the economic relationships between states and between enterprises. And update our philosophies and concepts for economic and technological cooperation across national boundaries. The past 100 years and more have witnessed considerable expansion of global productive forces, unprecedented achievements in the production of both material and spiritual wealth, and significant improvement in the living conditions of mankind. It must be noted, however, that in spite of rapid advancement of productive forces in science and technology worldwide, development has all along remained uneven, and what is more, the north-south gap has kept widening instead of narrowing. Poverty and hunger have been a commonplace in developing countries. People are still plagued by regional conflicts, environmental degradation, and transnational crimes, among others. The development of high-tech industries is faced with some problems, such as relatively insufficient effective demand. All this shows that in order to ensure that all peoples in the world benefit from the progress of the productive forces, and particularly of science and technology, and achieve common development, it is imperative to reform and renovate the economic systems, structures, and mechanisms while developing new technologies and new industries. In this connection, the key lies in a full implementation of the spirit of development through multilateral cooperation in world economic affairs. All countries or regions, regardless of ethnicity, history, culture, social system, and level of economic development should respect each other. Seek common ground while setting aside differences. Learn from each other to offset their own weakness. Coexist peacefully. Work for the establishment of a new, fair and rational international political and economic order. And strive for common growth and prosperity through consultations and cooperation. Herein lies not only the fundamental solution to the problems in the world economic development, but also an essential condition for development of the new economy in the new century. China is the most populous developing country in the world. China cannot develop itself in isolation of the world. And the world also needs China for its development. We sincerely hope to see increased cooperation with all other APEC members and all the countries and regions in the world for common development. After over two decades of reform and opening up, the Chinese economy and China's overall national strength have grown substantially, with an ever-expanding market. In recent years in particular, China has redoubled its efforts to expand domestic demand and imports, and it has managed to maintain the momentum of a sustained, rapid, and sound economic development. China has entered a new stage of development in which it is building a well-to-do society across the country and speeding up the socialist modernization drive. China has drawn up a blueprint for development in the next 5 years. It will unswervingly focus on development and carry out restructuring all the way through with reform, opening up, and advances in science and technology as the driving force and the improvement of the living standard of people as the fundamental objective. It will continue to promote economic growth and social progress. We have full confidence in the prospects for China's development in the new century. After more than 10 years of hard work, the negotiations on China's accession to the WTO have been concluded. China's accession will herald a new stage for China's opening up. China will participate in international economic cooperation and division of labor on a larger scale and in greater depth. With a view to effectively fulfilling its WTO obligations and commitments, China is reviewing and amending, where necessary, existing laws and regulations as required by the WTO rules. Provisions of Chinese laws inconsistent with the WTO rules or our commitments will be amended to achieve consistency. All those that may contravene the WTO rules or our commitments will be abrogated. In case of absence of laws or regulations for the WTO purpose, new legislation will be enacted. We will continue to work hard to develop with all other countries and regions in the world an economic relationship that features cooperation, mutual benefit, all win, and common prosperity. Closer cooperation between enterprises is a major trend in the enterprise development today. Many entrepreneurs believe that although competition among enterprises is important, cooperation is even more so, and that there is a bigger scope for cooperation than for competition. This is a sensible and well-grounded view. Given the development of economic globalization and the new economy, enterprises can hardly succeed without good cooperative relations with other enterprises. China will develop its economy further and open itself still wider to the outside world, which offers more business opportunities to overseas enterprises. Since China's reform and opening up, Chinese enterprises have vigorously undertaken ecotech, economy and technology exchange, with overseas enterprises and scored tremendous achievements. While helping Chinese enterprises develop, overseas enterprises have also benefited from it, hence mutual benefit and all win. At this APEC CEO Summit, you will discuss the important matter of world economic development, and you will also discuss how to strengthen mutual cooperation. The Chinese government stands ready to continue to offer facilities and necessary conditions for closer cooperation between Chinese enterprises and their overseas counterparts. To conclude, I wish the summit a complete success.